天上的父，在2023年的第一天、第一个主日的时候，我们众人聚集在你的面前。
Heavenly Father, on the first day and the first Sunday of 2023, we gather in front of you.
我们要承认你是我们的主。
We admit that you are our Lord.
我们要把这一天、把这一年、把我们这些人都首先奉献在你的面前。
We'd like to commit us on this very first day of the year to you.
因为我们的一切都是从你那里来的。
Because everything of us comes from you.
你赐给我们生命气息，赐给我们健康，我们就感谢。
You give us life and breath and health, we give thanks.
当我们把自己的心奉献在你面前的时候，求你的圣灵，求你在十字架上所流的宝血来洁净我们。
As we commit ourselves, we pray that the precious blood of yours on the cross will cleanse us.
我们都是有限有罪得罪你的人。
We are limited and sinful, and we have sinned against you.
在耶稣基督圣洁的光照之下，我们都显出我们心中的污秽来。
In the holy light of Christ, we are sinful.
但是我们感谢主，耶稣基督的救赎临到了我们。
But we are thankful that your salvation has come to us.
耶稣基督在十字架上一次永远成就的救赎所流的宝血是永远有功效的。
Because the salvation you have brought us on the cross is forever eternal.
你应许我们，只要我们认自己的罪，你是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And if we confess our sins, that you are righteous and faithful, that you will cleanse of our sins.
我们也祈求你，当我们奉献在你面前的时候，求你的圣灵来充满我们。
We also ask the Holy Spirit to fill us as we commit ourselves to you.
我们耳中听到你的话语。
As we hear your words in our ears.
我们心中也来盛装你圣洁的话语。
As our hearts is filled with your words.
让你的圣灵充充足足地运行在你的教会当中来成就你的心意。
May the Holy Spirit move in your church to fulfill your will.
我们也同心地来祈求你来使用我们的教会。
And we also ask that you use our church in a united way.
当我们住在你的里面，成为你这一棵真葡萄树上的枝子的时候，你就来借着我们结出好果子来。
As we live in you as branches that connect to the vine, that we can bear fruit for you.
就求你的同在不断地显明在你自己的教会当中。
May your presence be revealed in your church.
每个家庭。
In every family.
每个个人。
Every individual.
在你的面前，在新的一年当中。都蒙受更大的更新的恩典。
In a new year that we will experience a more of your grace.
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告。
We thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
那在去年、我连着三次跟大家分享住在主里面的系列信息。
In the last year I've shared with you a series on living in Christ.
那今天呢，我们是重新又回到马可福音的系列。
And today we return back to the series on Mark.
我们之前用了15次讲这个马可福音，讲到马可福音的正中间了。
We've used 15 times to share about the book of Mark, and we've gone to the middle of the book.
那因为10月份我回国的缘故哈，这个系列中断了。
Because I returned to China in October, so I kind of stopped it.
所以今年我们又重新回到马可福音哈，再把这个马可福音讲下去，让我们能够把这本书能够一起来学完。
And so today I resume so that we can finish this whole book.
今天是马可福音系列的第16讲。
And that's the 16th sermon of this series.
我们来思想这个谦卑服侍主这个题目。
And we'll think about this topic of serving the Lord with humility.
那我们刚才读这一段经文呢，从九章的十四节一直读到37节。
We've been reading this chapter 9, verses 14 to 37.
蛮长的一个段落。
A pretty long passage.
很多事情发生。
Many things happened.
但是归纳起来就是两个段落，一个主题。
And to summarize, it's really two passages with one theme.
14节到29节这一段是耶稣刚刚从那个变相山上下来。
From 14 to 29 is about Jesus returning from the mountain of transfiguration.
他带着三个门徒上了高山。
He led three disciples to go up to this mountain.
在高山上发生了很神奇的事情。
A miraculous thing happened on the mountain.
天国的那个隔着那个幕好像被拉开了一个角，让这三个门徒跟随着耶稣能看到天国君王的那个荣耀的显现。
It's like the curtain of the heavenly kingdom has been revealed a little bit, so the disciples can see the glory of that kingdom.
耶稣在人的面前变了形象。
Jesus was transfigured in front of men.
这个形象是跟随他的门徒这三年当中从来没有见过。
And this is a figure that the disciples have not seen in the last 3 years.
整个这个身体在发光。
The entire body shines.
衣服的那个洁白是地上任何的这个白没有办法比喻的。
The clothes were so white that no cloth on earth can compare.
天国的君王的荣耀在天国里面的荣耀让地上的人能够窥见一点。
The glory of the kingdom was revealed just a little for men.
所以这是在山上发生的事情。山下呢，有个门徒在山下。
And that's what happened on the mountain. And then there are 9 disciples remaining down below.
所以今天我们读的这一段就是耶稣带着这三个门徒走下山来以后，哦，就遇到这九个门徒在跟人争论。
And that's what happened when Jesus returned with the 3 disciples down to the bottom of the mountain and found the 9 was arguing.
因为有一个父亲带着被鬼附的儿子来找这个门徒的帮助。
Because there was a father who brought his son who was possessed to come to the disciples.
以前门徒是赶过鬼的。
And before the disciple had cast out demons.
但这一次呢却无法把这个鬼赶出去。
But this time they could not.
所以他们就在这里争这件事情。
And they were arguing about that.
那耶稣呢，在他们的面前哈，再一次行使了天国君王的权柄。
And once again, Jesus exercised his authority of the kingdom.
他只讲了一句话哈，这个又聋又哑的鬼就被赶走。
And he said one sentence, and the spirit of deaf and mute was cast out.
然后之后门徒就很稀奇啊，说我们以前赶过鬼的，为什么这次赶不出去呢？
And then the disciples were wondering, we cast out demons before, how come we could not this time?
所以借着这件事情，耶稣让门徒看见，让他们学习一个很重要的功课。
And because of this, Jesus helped the disciples learn a very important lesson.
就是在赶鬼这件事情，他们必须每一次都要记着祷告来依靠上帝。
And as every time they need to cast out demons, they have to use prayers to rely on God.
所以这是前面这一段哈，十四节到二十九节所讲的一个主题，显明啊，人只有借着祷告依靠神，才能够经历神的大能。
And that's the theme of 14 to 29 about how men need to rely on God through prayers to cast out demons.
那后面三十到三十七节好像是蛮短的一段。
And then from 30 to 37 seems like a pretty short passage.
但是讲了三件事情。
But 3 things were talked about.
先是讲耶稣第二次在预言说他要上十字架为人去死。
And it's the second time that Jesus prophesied that he's going to die on the cross.
要显明耶稣来不是要受人的服侍，他要来服侍人，并且要舍命做众人的赎价。
And to reveal that he comes not to be served, but to serve to the point that he's going to die on the cross for our sins.
他从高天的那个宝座下来，荣耀先放下。来到地上谦卑成了人
from the heavenly glorious throne to the earth below to serve men
而且作为人作为对最低级最卑贱的一种人
not only to become man but to become lowly man
甚至这个人呢最后要走上十字架要受世上最残酷最卑微的那种死的死法
and not only that but to also go on the cross to receive the most base punishment on earth
被钉死在十字架上
to be nailed on the cross
一个高高在上掌管一切宇宙万物权柄的这位神却谦卑自己成为人来服侍来救赎人
And from the creator of universe to become this person lowly person that would die for man on earth
这是耶稣第二次跟门徒讲说我要做这件事情
And that's the second time Jesus told the disciples that I'm going to do this
然后在这个时候呢门徒却在争说哎我们跟耶稣呢我们当中谁是最大的呢
But yet the disciples were arguing who's the greatest
门徒的这种 对于伟大对于成就对于卓越的观念跟耶稣要做的事情正好相反
The things that the disciples argue about who's the greatest who's the most excellent is exactly the opposite of what Jesus is preaching
所以耶稣借着这个机会再次教导门徒什么叫真正的成功什么叫真正的伟大
And through this Jesus taught his disciples what is real success and what is the really the greatest
就是把你自己放低，你要谦卑自己，要成为仆人，要成为用人。
It's really to humble yourself to become servant of all.
而且服侍那些在人看不起、 在人看为不重要那些卑微的人，包括这些小孩子。
And to serve even those who are most insignificant, like children.
所以这一段三十节到三十七节也是在讲谦卑。
So in 30 to 37, it's also talking about humility.
谦卑的表现，第一个表现是要依靠神。
The first manifestation of humility is to serve others.
第一个表现是 depend.
To rely on God.
依靠神。第二个表现是来要服侍那些卑微的人。
And the second manifestation is to serve others.
所以整个这一段哈，我们今天读的这一段的主题就是在讲谦卑。
So the entire passage is about humility.
那这本书呢是 Jim Collins 写的一本书，他并不是基督徒啊，他是研究企业文化的。
And this book was written by Jim Collins, actually not a Christian.
他的书名叫做 Good to Great, 中文把它翻译成从 A 到 A plus。
His title of the book is Good to Great, from A to A plus.
他研究了几十个在世界上很成功的企业。
He researched some dozens of very successful people.
企业就是这些公司。
Corporations.
然后呢，在这些都很成功的企业当中，他发现了大概有11个左右是可以被称为是卓越的企业。
And then among those, there may be a dozen of them that are really excellent corporations.
也就是最成功的企业，这些企业呢，不是一时这个生意做得好，而且它能够持续十几年、几十年一直走在这个盈利挣钱的这个。
And not only for a few years, but actually for you know decades that they can be continue to be successful and also profitable.
所以他就花时间去这十几个企业当中去做调查，去研究说这十几个企业他们有没有一些。共同的特征呢?
And so he looked into these dozens of corporations to see what kind of common characteristics to make them so successful.
最后他就把他的研究成果写成这本书哈，他在这本书里面他来写出他的发现，就是说在这些企业当中他发现两个他们共有的特点是让他们成为卓越企业的原因。
And then he wrote about his findings and he found two common characteristics among these excellent corporations.
最重要的品质就是他们这个公司里的带领者都具有这种谦卑的品质。
And one of the most important characteristics is that among the leaders of those corporations, they have this characteristic of humility.
另外一个品质就是说他们做事很执着，不管大的生意、小的生意哈，他们一旦做的话，他们就做到底，认准这条路一直走下去。
And then the second is that they are very conscientious. Doesn't matter whether the business is small or big, they will continue to focus to the end.
但是他发觉最重要的就是这一批带领的人，他们具有这种很谦卑的品质。
And the most, however, the most important characteristics is that the leaders are humble.
这是一位牧师写的一本书哈 ，C.J. Mahaney.
This is a book written by a pastor, C.J. Mahaney.
那其实这个牧师。以前牧会的时候离我们这儿并不远。
Actually, he led a church not far away from us.
就是那个Covenant Life Church 的主任牧师。
And that is the senior pastor of this church, Covenant Life.
那在这本谦卑啊，这个 title 就叫谦卑的这本书里面，他写了这样一段话。
He wrote this sentence in this book about humility.
他说，无论我们的年龄或职业如何，骄傲总是我们最大的敌人。谦逊是我们最好的朋友。
No matter our age or vocation, pride is our greatest enemy and humility our greatest friend.
其实我们从大陆出来的人从小就接受这种教育哈，谦虚使人进步，骄傲使人落后。
For those of us who come from China, that we've been taught since young that humility would help us advance and then pride would make us fall behind.
这句话适用在所有的人身上。
This sentence applies to all,
包括我们已经信耶稣的人
including those of us who are Christians.
只要我们还在地上一天，骄傲一直都会回来，试图来抓住我们的心。
Any day that we remain on earth, that pride will continue to try to grasp our hearts.
在我们在地上的跟随主的道路上，要让我们生命走向最终的成熟，骄傲始终是我们最大的敌人。
In our road to maturity, the biggest enemy is our pride.
最早犯罪，亚当夏娃犯罪的时候，就是想独立于神之外，要靠自己，这就是骄傲最本质的一种的表现。
And the first sin committed by Adam and Eve was that they want to operate aside outside of God.
虽然世上的人，即使是没有读圣经、不认识神的人，他们也意识到这个谦卑的重要。
For those that are not Christians, even though they don't read the Bible, they also realize how important humility is.
但实际上，世界上的人并不知道真正的谦卑是什么样子的。
But they don't really know what true humility is.
这个谦卑不只是仅讲到人与人之间的这种关系，在人面前显得很谦卑的样子。
It's not just about interpersonal relationship to be humble in front of others.
谦卑最重要的是在神的面前的那种的谦卑。
Humility, the most important part of it is to be humble in front of God.
骄傲不仅是讲说，哦，他瞧不起别人，觉得自己比别人强。
Pride is not just about that he thinks that he's better than others.
骄傲的本质说他不要神。
The true essence of pride is that they reject God.
就像亚当夏娃在伊甸园里犯的第一个罪一样。
It's just like the first sin committed by Adam and Eve in Eden.
当魔鬼试探他说，你只要吃这个果子，你就可以像神一样。
When Satan tempted them that if you eat this fruit, that you'll be like God.
你干嘛需要这位神来带领你呢？你自己可以成为神呢。
Why do you need God to lead you? You can become God.
你自己可以决定什么是对，什么是错，你不需要神呢。
You can determine what is right and wrong. You don't need God.
这是亚当夏娃为什么会吃那个果子的原因。
And that's the reason why Adam and Eve ate the fruit.
他们想撇开神来自己来决定什么是对，什么是错，什么是善，什么是恶。
Because they want to cast God aside and they want to determine what is right or wrong themselves.
他们不要神来做他们的神，做他们的主，他们自己想做自己的主。
They want to be their own God, they don't want God to be the God.
这是骄傲的罪的本质。
That's the essence of the sin of pride.
任何时候人撇开神想独立于神之外去做事去成功的话，这其实都是骄傲。
Anytime when man wants to cast God aside and operate independently, and that is pride.
这也是为什么那个光明的天使会堕落成为魔鬼的最主要的原因。
And that's why the angel of light would fall to become Satan.
魔鬼被造是一个光明的天使，是一个很美丽、很有能力的一个天使，为神所使用的。
The Satan would pretend to be this angel of light to be that supposed to be used by God.
他一开始被造的时候是一个美丽的、光明的一个天使。
At first, when he was created, he was this angel of light.
但是他说，我要升到至高之处。
But yet he said, I want to become the highest.
我要跟那个至高者同等。
I want to be equal to this creator.
这就是想要离开神仙，成为神，想自己做自己的神带来的那个堕落的本质。
And that is the essence of the fall.
所以当耶稣开始来带门徒的时候，看到天国的荣耀，看到天国的那个显现之后，马上让他们学习的第一课就是要谦卑。
And so that's why when Jesus let them see the glory of the kingdom, the first lesson they want them, he wants them to learn is about humility.
为什么这些门徒从前出去的时候，当耶稣给他们权柄的时候，他们是可以赶鬼的？
Why is it when the disciples were first sent out that they were able to cast out demons?
但这一次他们怎么努力，怎么这个讲话，怎么要试着把这个鬼从这个孩子身上赶出去？竟然赶不走呢？
But why is it this time, no matter how hard they tried, they were not able to cast out the demon?
耶稣很直接，很简单，就把这个答案告诉他们。
Very directly, Jesus gave them the answer.
当他们私下里问耶稣这个问题的时候，耶稣就直接告诉他们。
When they asked Jesus privately, Jesus told them the answer.
耶稣进了屋子，门徒就暗暗地问他说，我们为什么不能赶出他去呢？耶稣说，非用祷告，这一类的鬼总不能出来。
After Jesus gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" He replied, "This kind can come out only by prayer."
哦，原来这一次他们根本在祷告之前，在这个赶鬼之前没有祷告。
That this time they did not pray before trying to cast out the demon.
他们凭着他们以前的经验，以为说以前赶过，以前做过，这一次他们一样没有问题了。
They thought through the prior experience they were able to, so this time they God would not have a problem.
他们没有意识到这个能力不是从他们里面出来的。
They didn't realize that this power didn't come from them.
他们好像就是那个传输那个水的那个水管，他们不是那个水塔。
Actually, they were like a channel, not the water tower.
实际上他们里面是没有水的。
Actually, they don't have water inside.
这个水管必须接到那个水塔上，那个水才能出来的。
The channel has to be connected to the water tower so that the water can come out.
他们里面那个能力是没有办法胜过这个鬼的能力的。
Their own power cannot overcome the demon.
所以当那个父亲问耶稣说，耶稣问那个他们说你们争论什么？这个父亲回答的时候，他说他们不能，他们不能赶出这个鬼来。
So when Jesus asked the father why couldn't they cast out demons, the father said they couldn't.
那个不能那个词的意思不是说他们没有一点点的能力，他们完全没有能力，不是这个意思，说他们的能力不足够。
And actually, the meaning of that word is it's not that they didn't have any power; it's just that they don't have enough power.
他们不能赶出这个鬼，不是他们不努力。
It's not they didn't try hard enough.
不是他们没有尝试着想用这个能力把他们把这个鬼赶走。
It's not they didn't try to cast out the demon.
但是他们的能力不足够强，没有办法胜过这个鬼的能力。
But their power was not strong enough to overcome the demon.
这是门徒不知道。
But that's something the disciples didn't know.
这是门徒没有意识到。
They didn't realize.
他们只是一个管道。
They are only a channel.
他们必须要接到耶稣基督，接到神的身上。那个神的能力神的权柄才能够经过他们才释放出来。
They need to connect to God so that God's authority and power can flow through them.
其实这个概念我们也很容易理解。
Actually, this concept we can easily understand.
就像这个这个钦差大臣一样，他们奉旨去传圣旨的时候。
It's just like this royal emissary was trying to proclaim the king's will.
来到一个地方说圣旨到。
The emperor's will arrives,
这些人都俯伏在地。
And all the people would bow down.
不是因为这个传信息这个人有那么大的那个威严和权柄。
It's not because the messenger has all kinds of authority and power.
而是因为这些人对那个皇上的那种的敬畏，他们才会匍匐在这个钦差大臣的面前。
It's because they were afraid of the emperor, so they would have to bow down.
如果这个钦差大臣就不是来传圣旨的，他就是一个平常的人，别人也不会这样对待。
If this royal emissary is just an ordinary man, then the other people would not treat him like that.
就像我们今天看足球赛。
Today we watch a soccer match.
足球场上呢，双方各十一个人，哇，那些人都是很有力量的人。
All those players are very powerful individuals.
哇，跑得很快，这个力量很强。
They are very strong and run very fast.
但是在场上有一个那个裁判，他的力量可能不如这些运动员，但是他跑来跑去，他一吹哨，这二十几个人都要停下来。
But there is this referee, he may not be as strong as the others, but the moment he blows a whistle, everybody stops.
这就是这个权柄啊，这比赛的权柄赐给了这个裁判员，所以他让这些人做什么，他们就不能不做。
So because the authority of the match has been given to this referee, so whatever he says, others have to follow.
门徒必须意识到，赶鬼的能力，不是的能力，是从神那里来的。
The disciples have to realize that the authority and power of serving God comes from God.
不是说你这一次使用过这种的能力，这种能力就永远是你的了。
It's not like that this time you have exercised this power, then this power would remain with you forever.
你必须每次来到神的面前，借着祷告才能够支取神给你的这种的权柄和能力。
And you need to every time comes to God with your prayer so that you can derive this power.
所以从十四节到二十九节这段的结构上面，我们也看得很清楚哈。这个故事的记述的过程，这个结构就告诉我们啊，中间那个最关键的信息是什么。
And through the structure of the verses 14 to 29, we can see what is the most important element in this passage.
你看这个作者哈，故意的在前面14到18节讲到说，门徒来赶不出鬼的这个报告。
In the first four verse, five verses, it talked about the disciples' failure being reported to Jesus.
然后在这一段结尾的时候，他们进到这个房间里面，跟耶稣有一段对话，耶稣告诉他们，解释说他们这次失败的原因是什么。
And in the last part of this passage, Jesus explained to them why they failed.
中间你看，这个耶稣叫这个男孩子来的时候，这个男孩子表现哈，被鬼附、被鬼辖制的那种痛苦哈，在那里抽搐，在那里好像这个没有办法控制自己。
And then in the middle, it talked about Jesus and the boy and how the boy was suffering in convulsions.
然后当耶稣讲话要赶鬼的时候，那鬼也是折腾这个孩子啊，让他抽风，让他这个倒在地上，像死了一样。
And then also when Jesus cast out the demon, the demon really torture the boy so that the boy was like he was dead.
那中间这就是 这段的信息的重点。
And in the middle is really the true theme of this passage.
中间耶稣先问这个父亲、啊、这个孩子多久这个样子。
In the middle, Jesus asked the father, how long has the boy been like that?
然后耶稣对这个父亲讲了一句话说你只要信在信的人凡事都能。
And Jesus told the father that you have to believe that it is, everything is possible for those who believe.
然后这个父亲就向耶稣发出一个祷告。
And then this father said a prayer to Jesus.
我信,但是我信心不足,求主加添。
I believe, but I don't have enough faith, so please help.
所以这个父亲的祷告成了这个故事整个的转折点、啊、耶稣就赶鬼然后得到医治。
So this prayer of the Father is really the turning point of the entire passage, and then after that, Jesus cast out the demon.
所以从那个结构当中我们也看到说支取神的能力就是一个简单的诚心的一个呼求。
And so we see thatthat to really have that power is really to have that sincere prayer to God.
我相信主在掌管一切。
I know that Jesus governs everything.
我也试着去求主了。
I've tried to ask Jesus.
主不在的时候，我就求主的门徒来帮助我。
When Jesus was not around, I asked his disciples.
但是我的问题并没有得到解决。
But my problem was not resolved.
神真的有这个能力来解决我的问题吗？
Does God really have the power to resolve my problem?
神真的爱我，关心我现在面临的这个处境吗？
Does God really care and love me?
我现在在这个边缘上，在那里摇摆。
I'm wavering on the edge.
这是这个父亲向耶稣祷告的时候那一种的心情。
And that is the condition of the father as he talked to Jesus.
很诚实的把他心里的真实的光景对这位主来讲。
Very honestly, he told Jesus his conditions.
这就是主所要听到的。
This is what God wants to hear.
不管你现在处到什么难处当中。
Doesn't matter what kind of difficulties you are in.
不管你的信心在做怎样的摇摆。
Doesn't matter how much your faith is wavering.
只要你还愿意来到这位神的面前来向他来呼求和祷告的时候
If you're willing to come before him to call on him,
主一定会回应你。
God will respond.
主会照着你的需要来回应你。
God will respond according to your needs.
所以从这个故事当中唯一在这里面表现出来有一点点的信心借着这个信心来经历神的大能的就是这个父亲。
And this story reveals that someone with a bit of faith would experience God's mighty power.
因为他借着祷告把他的难处甚至他的小信都带到神的面前。
Through prayer, he brought forth his difficulties and even his little faith.
要祷告。
To pray.
这也是耶稣告诉他们你们没有祷告所以你们不能赶鬼。
And Jesus also told his disciples, because you didn't pray, that's why you cannot cast out the demon.
那不祷告说明什么呢？
And what does it mean to say we don't pray?
说明他们还不知道那个借着祷告能够连接神的那种途径。
They didn't realize that if they didn't pray, they cannot connect to God.
他们不知道说他们里面没有那个胜过鬼的那个能力。
They don't know that they didn't have the power to overcome the demon.
他们必须要借着祷告连接到神的上面，他们才能够经历神的大能。
Only through prayer, when they connect to God, can they exercise God's power.
所以首先这些门徒所以他们来到耶稣面前来问说到底发生了什么
So the disciples came before Jesus and asked what really happened
不祷告的第二个原因是因为人的不信
The second reason why they didn't pray was they don't believe
耶稣其实看到这个场景的时候他讲的第一句话他说是一个感叹说哎，不信的时代我在你们这里要到几时
And so that's why Jesus said oh unbelieving generation how long do I have to stay with you
这是在讲谁呢
Who's it like?
谁是这里面耶稣所讲的不信的世代呢
Who was Jesus talking about this unbelieving generation?
当然在这个世界上没有跟随耶稣基督的人他们属于不信的人
Of course those who don't believe in Jesus in this world they are the unbelieving generation
但是大家仔细去体会在这一段的里面他主要是在讲门徒
But yet, in this passage, he's really talking about the disciples.
没有错，在这个世界上，没有来到教会的人，没有来跟随耶稣的人，那显然他们是不信神的人。
Now, of course, those who don't come to church, who don't believe in Jesus, they are the unbelieving generation.
但是在跟随主的这一群人当中，
But yet in those people who follow Jesus,
他们的信心并没有真正的借着他们的行动，借着他们的祷告表现出来。
But yet their faith was not revealed by their actions and words.
在别人看来，哦，这一群人十二个人一直跟着耶稣，他们好像是信的人。
To other people, they may look like they're the believed people because they follow Jesus.
甚至在他们自己看来，他们都觉得说，你看，别人没有跟随，我们是跟随耶稣的人，我们当然是信耶稣的人了。
Even to them, they may say, oh, those other people don't follow Jesus. We, of course, are the believers.
然而在神的眼中看来，在这件事情上，在这个经历当中，他们并没有表现出他们对神的那种的信靠，因为他们没有祷告。
And yet, in this particular instance, it has been revealed that they have not truly relied on God.
这是对我们今天所有跟随耶稣基督的人的一个很重要的提醒。
And that is a very important reminder for all of us who are believers.
我们都读圣经。
We all read the Bible.
我们都听圣经。
We also listen to the Bible.
那你真正相信圣经里讲的每一句话吗？
Do you truly believe every sentence in it?
这个跟我们每一天的生活都会连接在一起。
And that's connected to everything in our lives.
每天早上起来，你首先做的是什么？
Every morning when you wake up, what is the first thing you do?
每天早晨在你出门上班之前，你都在预备什么，在做什么？
And before you go to work every morning, what have you been preparing for?
如果你不需要早晨先花时间 来祷告神，来亲近神，然后 你就开始做各种各样的事，你觉得这一天你自己可以处理的，不需要神，是这样。
If you don't really start your day with prayer and reading the Bible, do you believe that you can tackle everything by your own strength today?
当一件事情你不需要经过祷告，不需要求问，不需要等候神的那个与你的同在，你就开始去自己去做事的时候，你是不是在表示说 我不需要神，这件事我可以自己来 handle 得很好。
When you're tackling a thing, if you didn't really go with waiting on God and praying to Him, do you think that you can handle it with your own strength?
我们都知道这个传福音人的灵魂得救是非常重要的一件事情。
We know that preaching the gospel to have other people's lives being saved is a very important matter.
我们都知道圣经告诉我们说，天下人间没有赐下别的名，没有别的路可以使人得救了。
We know that there is no other way in heaven or earth that people can come to be saved.
只有靠着耶稣基督一条道路，唯一的道路，我们可以回到这个生命的本源，可以得到永远的生命。
It's only through Jesus that we can have eternal life.
但是当我们家里的人生病，甚至濒临这个生命的这个尽头的时候，你真的是相信圣经里所讲的耶稣是唯一的道路吗？
But yet, when there's a family member who is nearing the end of the life, you truly believe that Jesus is the only way to life.
那如果是你真正相信这句话，在这种时刻你不用去做别的，唯一的最重要的事情就是快快的把耶稣基督传给他，对不对？
So in that kind of situation, you don't have to really do anything but to share with him the way to eternal life.
当耶稣基督死而复活以后，有两个门徒离开耶路撒冷去以马忤的路上。
After Jesus was resurrected, there were two disciples on the way to Emmaus.
这两个人是不是相信的人？
Are those two believers?
他们是耶稣的门徒啊。
They are disciples of Jesus.
但这个时候呢，他们的脚跟他们的信心却是这个南辕北辙。
And yet at that time, their feet and their faith were just kind of far, far away.
可能别人以为他们是相信，他们自己也觉得自己相信，但他们的脚却讲出实情，他们却走向这个远离神的方向。
Even though others, or even they themselves, believe that they are believers, but their feet was telling the truth that they are going away from the faith.
所以耶稣向他们显现的时候，责备他们说什么？你们信得太迟了。
And that's why when Jesus appeared to them, Jesus was giving them this warning that you have believed too late.
是说他们 too slow to believe.
Too slow to believe.
他们的信心的反应，他们头脑里面有，可能心里面也在想。但真正采取行动的时候，却没有顺着这个信心的方向去走。
They may say that they're believers, but yet when they truly act out in the behavior, that they are not acting according to their faith.
所以这是我们今天在教会里面，在我们的弟兄姐妹当中，我们要彼此提醒的地方。
And that's something that we need to remind one another.
不是你读圣经读得多，你就一定信心强。
It's not that if the more you read the Bible, then you have more faith.
不是说你的属灵的知识越多，好像你这个人的灵命程度就很高。
It's not because you read more the Bible, then you will have a higher spirituality.
每周我们都在一起查经。
Every month we've been every week we've been studying the Bible.
甚至每一天我们都起来一起来读圣经。
And even every day we will wake up and study the Bible together.
重要的是说你怎么回应你所读的这一部分。
But the more important thing is how do you respond to what you read?
你真的把你所读的这段经文这些的神的话当真吗？
Do you really treat what you read as real?
我们千万不要落到当初这些门徒这种光景当中。
We should not fall into the situation of those disciples.
他们知道神有能力。
They know that God has power and authority.
却没有也不肯借着祷告来支取这个能力。
But they did not derive that power through prayer.
不祷告还说明什么？说明这些人不警醒。
And also, when they don't pray, that means that they are also not keeping watch.
太懒惰了。
Too lazy.
或者是太困倦了，被别的事情所占据了。
Too tired and occupied by other things.
觉得说，哎呀，还有其他的事情我要去处理。这一件事情不是我的这个最首要的事情，以至于没有去警醒祷告。
So they have other things to take care of, and they didn't feel that this to pray is the first priority.
这是当耶稣这个在克西马尼园带着门徒，马上很紧急的，耶稣就要上十字架，再有几个小时就要上十字架了。
And that's why what Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane, in a short time, he's going to go on the cross.
但是门徒好像没有意识到一样。
But the disciples didn't realize.
好像这个日子还像以前一样照过一样。
They feel like it's the same old as before.
所以耶稣就提醒他们，这一段的经文，连着三次提醒他们要警醒，对他们说，我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死，你们在这里等候，警醒。
And that's why Jesus reminded them, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to this point of death. He said to them, stay here and keep watch.
然后呢他就带着三个门徒往前走告诉他们说你们在这里祷告我到前面去祷告当他回来的时候呢却见他们睡着了。
And that's why he led the three disciples and said, you guys pray, stay here, stay awake and pray. And then he went there.
就对彼得说西门你睡觉吗不能警醒片时吗总要警醒祷告免得入了迷惑你们心灵固然愿意肉体却软弱了。
And then after he returned to the disciples and found them sleeping, Simon, he said to Peter, are you asleep? Could you not keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall in temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak.
所以这是我们要被提醒的。其实在耶稣基督死而复活以前，这些门徒很少，福音书里面记载他们在祷告。
And that's one thing that we need to be reminded of. Actually, the disciples seldom pray before Jesus.
他们常常看到耶稣在祷告。
They often saw Jesus praying.
他们也问求耶稣教他们祷告。
They also asked Jesus to teach them to pray.
但是直到耶稣基督上十字架，甚至在最后一刻，耶稣也很明确告诉他们要祷告，他们却睡着了。
And then into the end, Jesus clearly told them they need to pray, but yet they fell asleep.
到什么时候呢?
Until what time?
到耶稣基督死而复活以后。
After Jesus was resurrected.
哇，这些门徒才真正在一起好好的祷告。
And then truly at that time, the disciples gathered to pray.
当这个圣灵降临之前，这些的门徒就聚在一起祷告。
Before the Holy Spirit descended on them, the disciples were gathered to pray.
圣灵降临的时候他们也是在祷告中在等候神的降临。
When the Holy Spirit came on them, they were all at the time gathered to pray.
当彼得被抓被关的时候全教会聚在一起祷告。
When Peter was arrested, the entire church gathered to pray.
只祷告到这个天使出现把这个彼得从监牢里带出来到他们的门口他们还在祷告。
And they pray until theangel appeared to them and also until Peter was led to the door.
约翰彼得因为传福音被人打被人关。
John and Peter were arrested and beaten.
释放以后来到门徒当中他们就聚集一起祷告。
And after they were released, they came to the disciples and they gathered to pray.
地都被他们祷告的都震动起来。
And even the earth was shaken when they prayed.
怎么保罗会出去宣教呢？
Why would Paul went out to be a missionary?
因为教会的一群服侍主的人在一起禁食祷告。
Because a group of Christians gathered together to fast and pray.
祷告祷告祷告当中，这个圣灵就开始讲话了。
And then they say pray and pray, then the Holy Spirit started to speak.
具体的告诉他们差派保罗和巴拿巴出去宣教。
Concretely told them to send Paul and Barnabas to be missionaries.
所以这是彼得晚年呢，服侍主一辈子了啊，到了晚年，等候主再来，准备见主的时候，他写在彼得前书里的话。
And this is what Peter wrote at the end stage of his life.
万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
The end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray.
Yeah, 英文翻译的很好哈。中文觉得说好像谨慎自守、警醒祷告是并列的，但是英文把这个意思翻译出来。
The Chinese is a little bit different, but the English is better with clearer meaning.
谨慎，什么事情可以做，什么事情不要做。
Clear-minded and so that you can know what you can do and what you should not do.
自守啊，这个不要让你的这个生活变得太忙。
Self-control so that your life will not be so busy.
不要随便什么事情都去做，什么网站都去看，什么新闻都去追。
Don't just go do all kinds of things and chase all kinds of news or go on the web.
你要把时间腾出来，谨慎自守的目的是为了警醒祷告。
So you have to reserve time, so be clear-minded and self-control so that you can pray.
如果你说星期三晚上太忙了，我没有时间来祷告会的话
，You said I'm too busy on Wednesday night, cannot come to pray.
这说明你不够谨慎自守
，And that means you're not clear-minded and self-controlled.
我们还不够警醒
，We'll not be vigilant enough.
我们以为2022年过去了，2023年还这样照常的过日子
，We thought that okay, 2022 just gone by, and 2023 is about the same.
没有意识到主耶稣基督第二次再来随时有可能发生。
Didn't realize that the second coming of Jesus can happen anytime.
没有意识到我们今天还是健康的，但是你不知道明天，不知道下个月我们这个人会在哪里。
We think that today we're still healthy, but we didn't realize that next month where will we be?
没有意识到说我们可能随时就会来到主耶稣基督的面前，跟他面对面了。
We didn't realize that at any moment we can come before Christ face to face.
这个结局近了，所以这是彼得服侍主一生对我们的很诚恳的劝勉。
And the end of all things is near, therefore, and that is the earnest request from Peter at the end of his life.
啊，这个父亲的祷告可以成为我们的榜样。
The prayer of the Father can become our example.
我们都是信的人
，We are all believers.
我们愿意跟随的人
，We want to follow.
但是我有信心软弱的地方
，But we have moments of weaknesses in our faith.
主愿意来帮助
，God wants to help us.
但是我们要借着祷告啊，把我们自己带到神的面前
，But we need to come before Him through our prayers.
谦卑的门徒，第一个啊，从这一章里面可以看到，是凭着信心祷告，依靠上帝的力量的。
A humble disciple depend on God's power in prayer by faith.
那接下来呢，他又讲了第二层意思哈，我们怎么来学习做谦卑的人
？And the second layer of meaning of humility is how we learn to be humble.
就是借着服侍那些卑微的人
，is to serve the least.
然后这一段哈，先是耶稣讲第二次预言啊，他要上十字架。
This is the second prophecy of Jesus going on the cross.
31节到32节，于是教训门徒说，人子将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他，被杀以后，过三天，他要复活。门徒却不明白这话，又不敢问他。
Because he was asking his disciples, teaching his disciples, he said to them, the Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of men.They will kill him, and after 3 days he will rise. But they did not understand what he meant, and were afraid to ask him about it.
当初的第一个亚当是因为想独立于神之外犯罪离开了神。
Adam wants to be acting independent outside of God, and that's why he sinned.
耶稣基督来了，他被称为第二个亚当， 他要把第一个亚当所做的事给他 reverse 回来，完全翻转过来。
And Jesus is the second Adam, and he's going to do something that will return, and turn around what the first Adam did.
所以他告诉我们说，他所做的事情都是看着父怎么做，他才去做。
That's why he said, whatever he does, he is following what God, the Heavenly Father, wants him to do.
他所讲的话，他是要先听父怎么讲，他才去对人去讲。
Whatever he said, he first has to listen to the Heavenly Father so that before he would tell people.
早晨起来，别人都在睡觉的时候，他早早的来到旷野没有人的地方，在那里祷告。
Early in the morning when others were still sleeping, he would go to the wilderness to pray.
忙碌了一天，别人都去睡觉休息了，他一个人上山上，在那里专心的跟天父去亲近。
And after a heavy, busy day, other people would have gone to bed, but then he would go up the mountain to pray to God.
他在拣选这十二个使徒之前，这个做这个重要决定之前，他彻夜的祷告来等候神的旨意的显明。
Before the important decision of choosing 12 disciples, he would be praying that night.
他在我们面前来设立这样一个榜样，一个美好的形象，让我们深深能够记在心中啊。在凡事上，我们要借着祷告来依靠天上的父。
He set a good example for us so that we need to pray, to wait on God and rely on Him.
那相比之下呢，这个门徒呢，却在这个时候要争说，哦，我们谁是最大的？
And at that time, the disciples were arguing who was the greatest.
他们到了加百农三十三节啊，耶稣在屋里问门徒说，你们在路上议论的是什么？门徒不作声，因为他们在路上彼此争论谁为大。耶稣坐下叫十二个门徒来说。若有人愿意做首先的，他必做众人末后的，做众人的用人。
They came to Capernaum, and he was in the house. He asked them, "What were you arguing about on the road?" But they kept quiet because on the way they had argued about who was the greatest. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, "If anyone wants to be first, he must be the very last and the servant of all."
耶稣说。没有对门徒说你们不要做为首的为大的。
Jesus didn't tell them not to be the greatest or the first.
但是耶稣告诉他们成为为首的成为最大的那个途径是跟他们想象不一样的。
But Jesus told them the path to become the first or the greatest is different from what they thought.
门徒觉得说一个坐在耶稣的左边一个坐在他右边靠着耶稣这么近的人一定是跟他一起坐宝座那地位最高的人哦。
And they thought, oh, anyone who sits on this left or on this right must be the one with the highest authority.
但耶稣教的是正好相反。你要想为高为首吧，你要先往下走哈，先谦卑自己，去降低自己的身份，成为别人的用人和仆人，这是通往神国中为首为大的途径。
But yet Jesus told them something that they didn't think about is that if you want to be the greatest or the highest, then you need to go down and be the servant of all.
然后他就把小孩子抱过来、啊、告诉他们说你们只要接待这小孩子因为这个时候小孩子是最卑微的人。
And then Jesus told the little child, said, you need to welcome these little children because at that time, the children were the lowest.
Yeah, 今天的文化不一样、啊、我们把小孩子都变成小皇帝一样。
Today is different. We treat our children as little emperors.
但是在罗马帝国里面他们崇尚的是武力是强力。
But yet, in the Roman Empire, what they look at the greatest is really might.
在当时的那个文化当中，小孩子是最卑微、最瞧不起的，被人瞧不起的人。
In that culture, the children was the least.
所以耶稣用这个比喻提醒他，我们哈，你怎么通向那个在神国当中为大为首的那条道路是服侍别人，去接待这些小孩子。
And so Jesus told them the path to be the greatest and the highest is really to serve the littlest.
什么是真正的伟大？什么是真正的卓越？
What is truly the greatest or the most excellent?
是为了上帝的荣耀而谦卑，服侍别人的人。
Is for those who serve others for God's glory.
是在教会当中一位叫做姓孙的孙教授。
In our church, in the churches, there is this Professor Sun
在大学里面是很有名的教授，但是每一次教会在清理的时候，他都跑到厕所去帮人去清厕所。
He is a very famous professor, but yet when the church needs cleaning, he will be the one cleaning the toilets.
是我们当中的姓吴弟兄，他在公司里面做高管，但来到教会却服侍那些主日学教这个小孩子神的话语。
And there was this brother Wu who would be a high supervisor in his company, but yet he will be teaching children Sunday school.
一个小孩子要受洗了，他都花时间陪着他来教导他关于神的真理。
And then when there is a children who needs to be baptized, we'll be teaching them about the truth in the Bible.
什么是在神眼中看为大的那些的肢体？
How to be the greatest member of the church.
是我们当中的长姊妹，她是一位单亲的妈妈，自己要照顾自己的孩子，但每次短宣队出去的时候，她都做两大炊的这个炒面要带去服侍别人。
And Sister Chang in our church, even though she is a single mother, every time for short-term mission, she'll prepare two big plates of noodles.
是我们当中，什么是在神眼中最大、最首、最被看重的人呢？
Who is the one who is to be treated as the greatest in our church?
是我们当中，李弟兄夫妇，他们已经八十岁、九十岁，自己信主已经七十多年，但他却陪着人，陪着那些初信的弟兄姐妹，每一天在一起读圣经。
It's our brother Lee and his wife, and even though they're in the 80s and 90s, and they believe in the Lord for more than 70 years, but they would also be daily studying the Bible with the brothers and sisters.
竭力地帮助他们能够更加地认识神的话。
Actively help others to learn God's words and to share the experience.
什么是谦卑的人？是在我们当中啊，张弟兄夫妇，他们每个主日早早的来到这里，来预备这一切，让我们这些人来到这里，一来到这里哈，就可以安静的来敬拜神，好好的去与神亲近。
It's our brother Chan is and his wife that they would come to serve us every Sunday to help us prepare to worship the Lord.
什么是谦卑服侍主的人？是我们当中的李弟兄哈，他要花时间去帮助那些不通英文的人，帮他们怎么去申请退休金。And
also, there was a brother Lee in our midst who would be helping those who do not know English to learn how to apply for Social Security.
谦卑的人是我所认识的那位高牧师，他自己可以开飞机的，但是却常常帮助那些这个有需要的人，帮他们修汽车。
And also this Pastor Gao that I know, even though he knows how to fly a plane, but he would help others to repair cars.
穿着又脏又旧的那工作服，钻到那个车底下，亲自帮人去换机油。
And would be wearing this dirty cover overall, and then to just crawl under the car to help others repair it.
谦卑的人是那位Randy弟兄哈，每一个星期。 只要有一个人愿意查圣经，他就带着他的吉他去，带他们唱诗歌，带他们读圣经，带他们认识主。And
then this brother who would, anyone who wants to study the Bible, he would then bring out his guitar to help others to learn the Bible.
这是在神眼中看为大的人。And
that is someone who is being seen as great in God's eyes.
他们很殷勤的服侍在他的身边最小的、最被人不注意的、最卑微的人一群。
And to diligently serve the last and the least.
可以总结一下，这一段讲了很多的故事发生的事情，但总结起来就是一个主题，就是谦卑。And
to summarize, even though we've talked about many stories in this passage, but the theme is about humility.
总结下来，谦卑的人就是两种表现。To
summarize, those who are humble has two manifestations.
第一，他要借着祷告，凭着信心祷告来依靠上帝。First,
they will be depending on God's power in prayer by faith.
第二个，他花时间做什么呢？殷勤的去服侍最小的、最卑微的人。And
second, they will diligently serve the last and the least.
盼望在这新的一年，就是第一个主日，我们能够被主所提醒，我们花这一年的时间，好好的来学习，我们如何成为神眼中看为谦卑的人。
And we pray that in this new year that we learn how to be the humble a person in front of God.
C.J. Mahaney, 他在写这本《谦卑》这本书的结尾，也给我们提出一些具体的建议。你要想操练成为谦卑的人，该怎样具体去做呢？
C.J. Mahaney, in the end of his book, gave us some concrete suggestions of how to be a humble person.
每天早晨，你一睁开眼，第一件事情，向神发一个简单的祷告：主啊，我把我自己。 我这一天先交在你的手中。
Every morning as you open your eyes, you should say, God, I need you.
第一个意念放在你的头脑当中，放在你的心中，就是说我这一天需要主。
And the first thought in your mind should be, I need you, God.
这一个简单的感恩的祷告。
And then a simple thanksgiving prayer.
谢谢主又赐给我今天能够睁开眼睛。
Thank God that I can open my eyes.
谢谢你今天还给我健康，给我体力。
Thank God that you still give me health and strength.
谢谢你给我家庭，我们可以彼此相爱。
Thank God that you give me family that we can love one another.
接下来你能花时间去亲近主。
And then second, you spend time to be close to God.
在我们教会实在是有福气啊。
In this church, we are truly blessed.
你只要愿意从七点半一直到九点半。
If you're willing from 7:30 to 9:30.
两个不同的早晨灵修的小组。
There are two different morning devotion groups.
你不用出家门，你上网你就可以进来。
You don't have to go out your door. You can just join online.
七点半到八点半，我们一批人在一起读经。
And then 7:30 to 8:30, a group would study together.
一起敬拜，一起祷告，一起读神的话。
We would together pray and worship and study the Bible.
八点半到九点半，另外一批的弟兄姐妹也在那里读经祷告。
8:30 to 9:30, a different group will be doing the same.
如果你要出门做事、上班的路上哈，也可以用这段时间哈，可以思想神的话，背诵经文。我们每周都有背诵经文哈，你每一天拿出来复习一下，思想一下。
And then as you're on the road to your work, you can be memorizing the scriptures, and we have a memorization verse every week.
接着祷告你这一天的难处，你心中有哪些的重担啊，先卸给神。
And then through prayers, you can cast your burden of the day to God.
每天睡觉之前做两件事情啊，先把这一天所成就的事情归荣耀给神。
And before you sleep, you can do two things. First is to give glory to God for what happened today.
为神赐给我们睡觉的这个礼物
，and also thank God to give you the gift of sleep.
从早到晚，你只要有时间的时候，你就可以回到主耶稣基督的十字架的奇妙的作为面前，来思想他奇妙的救恩。
And then from morning to night, you can recall the wonderful deeds of Jesus on the cross.
大家知道，在这个世界上，唯一不骄傲的人，唯一真正在神的面前可以被称为真正谦卑的人，只有一个人。
And in this whole world, there's only one person that can be called truly humble.
就是主耶稣基督自己。
And as Jesus himself.
只有他可以被称为 A+.
Only he can be called A+.
所有的人，我们虽然怎样的努力啊，我们都是骄傲的人。
For all of us, no matter how hard we try, we are prideful.
我们信了主，随着这些的操练，认主的日子的长久，我们可以变得越来越像主的谦卑。
And through these exercises, we become more and more like Jesus' humility.
我们都在走向从骄傲的人走向真正谦卑的人的路上。
We are on this road from prideful to humility.
但真正唯一能够在这个世上能做到的，只有主耶稣基督自己。
Only Jesus himself can truly have done all of that.
所以我们要随时要提醒自己。要以耶稣基督的心为心。
So we should always remind ourselves that to be the same as that of Christ Jesus.
不断地来到十字架的面前来思想我们的主是怎样做到那个真正的谦卑的。
To always come before the cross to see how Jesus would become a humble.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成了人的样式。
Who being in the very nature of God did not consider equality of God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name.
叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
That in the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
不仅是耶稣的生命为我们设立了一个榜样
，Not only did Jesus set an example for us，
更重要的是，耶稣基督承担了我们每一个人骄傲的罪。
More importantly, Jesus has borne the sin of our pride.
他不光是我们的榜样，他更是我们的救主。
Not only he set example for us, he's also our savior.
他替你我骄傲的罪、自私的罪、各样的罪上了十字架。
He go up on the cross for our sin of pride and other sins.
为了成就神的旨意，谦卑顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And to humble himself to die on the cross for us.
让今天每一个罪人、每一个骄傲的人都有一条的活路，有一条的出路，就是借着信心来投靠这位救主。
So that every sinner would have this exit to rely on God.
不是靠我们自己的努力最后达到。
It's not through our own strength and striving that we achieve.
是靠着我们的信心这条管子，把他的救赎，把他的生命接下来。
It's through this channel of faith to receive his life and power.
把耶稣基督的生命来替代你我的生命。
So that our life will be replaced by Jesus' life.
感谢主啊，今天我们2023年第一个主日也是我们的圣餐主日。
We praise God that the first Sunday of 2023 is also a communion Sunday.
愿神赐福我们。
May God bless us.
在神的面前得到神所赐予的这一颗耶稣基督的心。
So that we can receive this attitude that God has given us.
在神的面前蒙悦纳的那一颗谦卑的心。
That we'll have this heart of humility that is accepted by God.
我们在守圣餐之前，我们先唱这首回应的诗歌，一颗谦卑的心。
Before we receive communion, let's sing the response song.